Agape House New Testament Church presents 2 days of power-packed healing covenant services with Bishop Chris Marere from Nigeria from Saturday, 26th of January 2013, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and on Sunday, January 27th, first service 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and second service 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Venue, Agape House New Testament Church, East Legon, near the ANC Square. Healing is the children's bread. Come and receive your touch. For further inquiries, call 054-100-3877 or 054-100-3878. Agape House New Testament Church, glorifying God, transforming lives. God is love, and a home of love is Agape House New Testament Church, led by God's anointed servant, Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb.
God is working, and nothing can stop him. There's no one who can stop you when you've got the love of God in you, and the love of God means he's always on your side. Somebody shout hallelujah.
At Agape House, we believe in the transforming power of God's love, because God has a plan for all his children. It's an exciting, thriving, multicultural, and contemporary environment, and you don't have to feel alone. Come join our family and experience this amazing love of God at our weekend services, Saturdays from 6 to 8 p.m. and on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. for the first service and 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. for the second service. The Agape House New Testament Church is located at Agape Land, East Legon, close to the ANC Square. Agape House New Testament Church, glorifying God and transforming lives.
God is like that father in the parable. He's looking for you. God forgives us of the past. He will never bring up our sin again. Never too late to turn to God. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Revelation. This is the classroom of the air, bringing you truth for today. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's program. You see, I know that God has something special for you today. If you believe it, say amen. You see, the reason I'm excited is because God has given us a promise of His glory in 2013. And by His grace, it's going to be fulfilled. Here's the promise God is for all of us this year. It comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60 and verse 1, where the Lord says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." Would you just say that powerful verse together with me right now? Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. I tell you, I love that verse. It's a verse of promise. It's a verse of power. It's a verse of glory. And God is lifting us up this year so that we can live in His glory. You see, friends, it's not just a momentary thing. It's not just an event or an experience. But this promise calls us to live in God's glory in 2013. And the verse gives us the key how to do that. First, we have to arise. That's a command to act and a call to ascend. And by His anointing this year, we're going to arise. Secondly, we've got to shine. We have the promise of God that His presence will be in us and through us, leading us on the path that will bring us to the place where we can shine for God's glory this year. As we draw near to God, His glory will increase and grow in us more and more. And today, God takes us one step further. He's declared over your life, "Your light has come." Hallelujah. The time is now. The promise is real. Your light has come. No matter how hopeless or desperate or doomed your life might seem, the light is there if only you will reach for it. For though the world may be dark, God's light is shining here. Though Satan may roar, God's power is working here. Though troubles may come, God is delivering people right here. Though weeping may endure for a night, joy comes in the morning. His light has come. We are saved and we are set free. Somebody say hallelujah. So let's take a few moments together today to discover the 3 benefits that light will bring to you to help you live in God's glory. First of all, light dispels darkness. In Isaiah 60, verse 2, the Bible says, "See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you." God has sent His light to us because there is a desperate need. This world is filled with darkness. It's not just physical darkness of disease and war and poverty, but there's a spiritual darkness of unbelief, of demonic activity, and of sin. Even right here in our own community, people sit in darkness without Christ, without hope. They're trapped under a pile of rubble, leading broken and twisted lives. I'll never forget a few years ago the tragic story of what happened right here in Accra. We all saw evidence of the darkness in our community when a woman named Georgina Pipson was found at a mechanic workshop near Atrako, just a short distance from the location of the Agape House Church, where I'm the pastor. When she was found, Georgina was incoherent and listless. It was later confirmed that she had poisoned her own five children, depressed, alone, and afraid. Georgina was bound by such darkness that she took the lives of her own children, and she eventually succumbed to death herself. You see, every day, all throughout the land, this type of tragedy occurs. Men murder, steal, and rape. Mothers give up their own children. A darkness covers our people. But into this darkness, the Lord has sent His light. That's why Jesus said in John 8:12, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." God loved us so much, He couldn't let us sit in darkness any longer. He refused to leave you without hope. And so He sent His Son into the world to show us the way, to give us light. And when we embrace His light, the darkness flees from before us. See, friends, you've got to know today that God's light is so strong, there is no darkness that can stand before it. When light appears, darkness flees. And when God says, "Your light has come," then every darkness in your life must go in the name of Jesus. I declare it so to you today in the name of Jesus. I declare darkness must flee and light must shine into every corner of your life for the glory of God. Because by God's great light is always stronger than darkness. This reminds me of the story from the Shy Hills. Once upon a time, there was a very deep and dark cave that lived far underground in the Shy Hills, as caves have the habit of doing. It had spent its entire life in darkness and had never seen the light. But one day, the warm Ghanaian sun came out to play, and the warm Ghanaian sun was dancing and skipping all over the Shy Hills. And it so happened that the warm Ghanaian sun found its way to the mouth of this deep, dark cave. So the sun called out to the deep, dark cave, "Come up to the light. Come and see the sunshine." The cave replied, "I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean? There's nothing here but darkness." Well, the sun kept persuading and calling, and finally the cave ventured forth. And suddenly the cave met the warm Ghanaian sun. The cave was surprised to see light everywhere. Looking up to the sun, the cave said, "Well, now you come with me and see my darkness." The sun asked, "What is darkness?" "I don't know what darkness is. I've never seen it before." The cave replied, "Come and see." And so the sun accepted the invitation and went to see the darkness. But as the sun entered the cave, it said, "Now show me your darkness." But there was no darkness, for wherever the light went, the darkness disappeared. And so it is with you and Christ. No matter how deep your cave, the light of Christ is stronger. There's no pit so deep that God's light cannot penetrate. There's no night so dark His light cannot overcome it. He is the light of the world. And even though darkness covers man, His light has come. His light has come to dispel the darkness and bring us light. And that light not only changes the world, it changes us. It dispels darkness from caves and darkness from hearts. John 12:46, Jesus said, "I've come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." See, His light will chase the darkness even from your heart. Jesus said, "I have come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." And I say to you today, come to the light. Leave the darkness behind. Get into the light. Get delivered and let Christ change you in 2013. See, friends, Matthew 1:21 says Jesus came to save His people from their sins. We all know what "from" means. It means to come out of. And Jesus came to save you, not to leave you in your sin, but to deliver you out of your sin. That's why Jesus said in John 3:19-20, light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. And that's really the problem, isn't it? The reason why there's still people in the church bound in sin, the reason why you yourself are still bound by sin, is because you love the darkness. You love your sin. And so we miss out on God's light and God's love and God's presence, all because we love our evil deeds. For many who are listening today, you could be free from every sin in your life right now, but you're not, because you're enjoying the pleasures of sin. The light has come to expose the darkness and dispel it. So get up today and repent. Leave that sinful pleasure behind in the name of Jesus Christ and come to the light and begin to embrace the light. Let His light dispel every darkness from your life. You may not hear that in many churches. You can go to a lot of places today where they'll prophesy over you and they'll give you good words of prosperity. But what good is it to have all the material blessings of this life but have a soul filled with darkness? What good is it to gain the whole world and lose your soul? You may be sitting here watching this broadcast this morning. You have everything you need in the flesh. You've got money and houses and cars and women. But there's an emptiness and a darkness in your soul because you are lost. If you'll come to the light, that light will dispel darkness from you and give you meaning and purpose and value to your life. You can come to Jesus Christ today and start this new year in His glorious light. Amen. That's what I urge you to do today. Friends, God is calling to you. He's speaking to you. He's urging you and persuading you to come to Him and embrace the light so that that sin and darkness will be dispelled from you. Get out of sin and get into the light. And that brings us to our second truth today, the second benefit of light in your life. Light directs your path. You see, when the light comes to you, the first thing it does is dispel the darkness from your heart. It comes and shines like the sun in a cave. The darkness flees and life comes in. But then the next thing is the light starts to teach you how to live. See, a lot of Christians have got the first part okay. Darkness has been dispelled. The bondages of sin and Satan are broken. But now we've got to take the next step and let the light direct our path. For Psalm 119:105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." Last week I taught you the principle of the path. We learned from this principle that the road leads where the road leads. It's a truth that I discovered from Pastor Andy Stanley of the North Point Church in the USA. And it's a principle that's changed my life. In other words, to get to the right destination, you've got to be on the right path. And friend, the only way to get on the right path is by following God's word. Listen to Psalm 43, verse 3. "Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell." Did you hear what the Bible's saying? If you want to get to where God is, if your destination is His holy mountain, then get on the path where the light and the truth of God's word will guide you. Let His light direct your path. The problem for most of us today is we don't follow the light of God's word. We follow what we think will be best, or what we believe, or we listen to a prophet who's telling us something contrary to God's word, or we listen to our friend in the village or our mother in the compound. But God's word is the only standard we must abide by. We need a higher power to look down on us and direct us to the right path. Reminds me of the story of Darko and his donkeys. One day, Darko left home with his 6 donkeys. And after he'd gone a little way, he became tired. So he climbed onto the back of one of the donkeys. And as he rode along, he decided to count them to make sure none were missing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ah, only 5 donkeys, but I left home with 6. Darko was panicked, so he got down from the donkey where he was sitting and counted again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ah, they're all here. No problem. So he climbed back up on his donkey and continued his journey. But as he rode along, doubt began to creep in again, and he became worried about his donkeys. So he decided he'd better count them again. So he began, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey, another one is missing again. When I left home, there were 6. What has happened to the other donkey? Well, as he was talking to himself in this way, a friend passed by Darko and heard him counting. What are you doing? The friend asked Darko. Oh, I'm counting my donkeys. When I left house, I had 6, but now when I count them, I have only 5, Darko cried. Darko's friend started laughing. Can't you see the one you're sitting on? His friend said. How can anyone be so blind? In fact, in Ghana, we say, though the eyes are fixed in the face, they cannot see it. You know, friends, we think we can see our own way clearly, but we need someone outside guiding us. And only God's word from above can come to guide and direct our path. This year, you may think that the way to advance is to fight for yourself. But God says, be still and let me fight for you. We think this year we'll make it financially by cheating other people. But God says, be honest so that I can bless you in your work. You may think today that you can achieve what you need through a life of sin and pleasure. But God sees the danger ahead and says, do not live for selfish pleasures, live for me. And friend, if you want to live in the glory of God this year, you've got to get into the Word of God. Psalm 119:130 says, the teaching of your Word gives light, so even the simple can understand. And that's why there's so much deception in the church today, so much deception in the world, because we're following men's doctrines, we're following traditions, we're following prophecies, but they're not in line with the Word of God. There are some churches today where they believe that by stomping their foot on the ground, they will be able to discern demons. There are some churches today where they practice drinking anointing oil. There are some churches today where if you're selling cocaine and hard drugs, the pastor wouldn't mind. He will just come and bless you and pray for you as long as you pay your tithe. Friend, this is nonsense. It's against the Word of God. Our churches today remind me of the man who flew into Accra and hired a taxi to take him downtown. As he was riding along, they came to a traffic light that had turned red, but the driver went on through the red light. The passenger shouted, hey, the light was red. You're supposed to stop. The driver said, yeah, I know, but my brother does it all the time. Soon they came to a second traffic light that was also red. And once again, the taxi driver drove right through. The man in the back became nervous and said, you're going to get us killed. You're supposed to stop at the red light. The taxi driver said, oh, it's no problem. It doesn't mean. My brother does it all the time. Then they came to a third traffic light. This time it was green. The man in the back said, the light is green, let's go. But to his surprise, the taxi driver stopped at the green light. The passenger said, what are you doing? You went through the red light and you stopped at the green. What is wrong with you? Then the driver said, well, I know this light is green, but it means the light on the other side is red. And you never know when my brother may be coming from the other side. Hey! Friends, that's what's happening in our churches and in our society today. We stop on green and go on red. We break God's command and try to do our own reasoning to lead and guide us. But the command of God is the only thing that can direct our paths. We've fallen into deception and confusion because we've left the Word of God and we stop obeying the clear commands of God. See what Jesus taught us in John 17:17. He said, anyone who wants to do the will of God will know whether my teaching is from God or is merely my own. So here's the principle you need to remember today. Obedience leads to the ability to discern truth, but disobedience leads to the inability to discern truth. Let me say it again. Obedience leads to the ability to discern truth, but disobedience leads to the inability to discern truth. And the reason we have deception in the church is because we are not obeying God's word. If you're committed to obey Him, you will never be deceived. You will know the doctrine, whether it's true or false. But if you allow yourself to begin on the path of disobedience, God won't help you. You'll lose your ability to discern between truth and error. God is calling you today to stop following the ways of the world and start listening to His Word. He's calling you to stop going on red and stopping on green. This is your year of transformation. This is the year when God's light is shining on you. The darkness will be dispelled. The light will direct your path, and you will be prepared for His glory if only you will get serious about obeying God's Word. For you see, the third truth we have today is that light displays your life. And the reason why you need to clean up your life and dispel the darkness, the reason you need to get on the path of God's Word, is because God is preparing to focus attention upon you. Light displays your life. When you're standing on stage to perform at an auditorium, they shine lights upon you. Even here in the television studio, I have a lot of bright lights shining on me to display me so that you can see me well. And that's what God wants to do in your life this year. He's trying to raise you up. He wants to expose you to the world that the glory of His presence and blessing upon you can be seen. But you've got to dispel the darkness. You've got to get on the path of following His Word so that His light can display you and that His light can be glorified through you. Friends, there's a reason why you need to dispel the darkness. That's the reason why you need to let His light direct your path. You've got to clean up your life because God wants to put you on display for His glory. Listen to Ephesians 5. Everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is light that makes everything visible. If the light shines to display and you're not ready, you'll be ashamed. Your talent may take you forward, but your bad character will pull you back. God is getting ready to elevate you, to expose you, to exalt you. That's why He says, arise, shine, your light has come. You may have been hidden for years, but your time has come. You may have been unrecognized, but your light has come. You may have been unknown, but your light has come. You may have been toiling somewhere for years without any notice. It may seem that people don't appreciate you. It may seem that no one is grateful, but the light has come to shine on you. So lift up your head and shine. For 17 years, Pastor Joel Osteen served with his father, producing his church's television program. His dad was the senior pastor, and Joel was always behind the scenes, fixing church lights, helping make sure the service went smoothly. For 17 years, he never preached or took the pulpit. But God was preparing him in secret to let His light shine upon him. One week before his father died, Joel Osteen preached the first sermon of his life. But when his father died one week later, Joel was appointed the pastor of Lakewood Church. The church had 6,000 members, but this young man had been prepared in secret by God. That was 10 years ago. Today, Lakewood Church is America's largest church with more than 43,000 people in attendance every week. In 10 years, this young man who'd preached only once in his entire life took the church from 6,000 to 43,000. Today, Lakewood Church is broadcast all over the world to 100 nations. Millions see Joel Osteen preach, a man who was hidden for years. Friends, what I want to say to you today is your light has come. It's come to lift you. As we live in His glory this year, His light is getting stronger and brighter. As Proverbs 4:18 says, the path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. Nations will come to our light. May it be bright for Jesus. Great and mighty men will come to our light. May we not give cause for them to be disappointed. Some listening today will be promoted and elevated suddenly to positions of power, influence, and authority. Some of you listening will be given political appointment, and the light will shine on you. So be ready for promotion. Be ready for appointment. Let the news we hear about you be good and not bad. For that's what God wants to do in your life. He wants to clean you up, make you holy, get you walking on the path so that His light will dispel the darkness and you will walk in the truth. May God in His love empower and strengthen you to do what His plan for you is in 2013. I'd like to take a moment to pray with you right now. Would you bow your heads with me? Almighty and everlasting Father, I thank you for each and every man and woman who's listening to this broadcast today. I pray, Lord, that through this message, we will be convicted to embrace your light and to have the darkness dispelled from us. I pray today, Lord, that we will commit in this year to walk in the path that your light leads us on. And that, Lord, as we do that, we will be confident that you are preparing us for promotion so that you can shine your light upon us and give glory to your name. I thank you, Lord, and I bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining me today. May God in his love richly bless you and watch over you. I look forward to seeing you once again next week on this same station at this same time. Don't forget to visit our website at www.revrcw.com, where you can find more information and materials and resources that will help you walk in God's light. Until next time, may God richly bless you. And goodbye for now.
Agape House New Testament Church presents 2 days of power-packed healing covenant services with Bishop Chris Marere from Nigeria from Saturday, 26th of January, 2013, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and on Sunday, January 27th, first service, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and second service, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Venue, Agape House New Testament Church, East Legon, near the ANC Square. Healing is the children's bread. Come and receive your touch. For further inquiries, call 054-100-3877 or 054-100-3878. Agape House New Testament Church, glorifying God, transforming lives. God is love, and a home of love is Agape House New Testament Church, led by God's anointed servant, Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb.
God is working, and nothing can stop you. There's no one who can stop you when you've got the love of God in you, and the love of God means he's always on your side. Somebody shout hallelujah.
At Agape House, we believe in the transforming power of God's love, because God has a plan for all his children. It's an exciting, thriving, multicultural, and contemporary environment, and you don't have to feel alone. Come join our family and experience this amazing love of God at our weekend services, Saturdays from 6 to 8 p.m. and on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. for the first service and 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. for the second service. The Agape House New Testament Church is located at Agape Land, East Legon, close to the ANC Square. Agape House New Testament Church, glorifying God and transforming lives.
Program is brought to you by Revelation Media Ministry through the generous support of our partners. Watch Revelation with Reverend Richard C. Whitcomb each week at the same time on this station. For more inspiration, visit our website at www.revrcw.com.